The drought in California is a climate issue that has revealed the political difficulties of responding to scarcity and rationing of a precious resource. It's also revealed the value of long-term thinking and forward planning. And it is this that the people of San Diego are benefiting from right now. In the fifth consecutive year of drought in California, San Diego, in the middle of a desert, is doing just fine. Eric Anderson, a reporter for KPBS San Diego, says good advanced planning means there's a comfortable cushion of water to spare right now.
They owe it to another drought that happened in the 1990s. It was kind of a doom and gloom situation. There were threats of serious water cutbacks that would affect not only homeowners and residents, but also the region's economy. The economy and the region ended up being spared because there were the miracle March rains, and the drought at that time ended and the water supply didn't become an issue. But in the interim, the San Diego County Water Authority really worked hard on planning. They spent the last 15 years planning for shortfalls to make sure that that situation didn't happen again. They bought water from the Imperial Valley. They built a massive desalination plant that's about to go online. And they boosted their ability to store water in times of plenty. This is what Sandy Curl of the San Diego County Water Authority had to say.
In the event that 2016 continues to be a dry year, there's available supplies here locally to meet the demands. And so that's really how the planning is supposed to work. You have water available for the times that you need it, and if you don't need it, there's available storage to store that water. And that's the position that we find ourselves in today.
Have people in the San Diego area felt the pinch of having to pay for this at all?
We certainly do. We pay some of the highest water rates in the country because we're sort of at the end of the pipeline. We get our water from the Colorado River Basin. We get our water from Northern California and the California State Water Project. 95% of our water is actually imported. And we have been suffering through a pretty serious drought. We're now inching into that fifth year of drought. But because of the planning, the blow has kind of been softened a little bit. Now, the state has mandated that all communities in California cut back up to 25% to help save water during this period of drought. The governor called it an emergency. And San Diego, as a region, is meeting the water conservation goals that were set down by the state. But the irony is that the region could still meet its water demands without the conservation. They have access to enough water.
And Sandy Curl says that this is a price that people are apparently willing to pay.
The challenge with that is this region has invested in supply reliability and paid the higher costs for those sources of supplies, and they are not able to use them today because of the current state mandate.
So San Diego has extra water that the state mandates say they can't use because of conservation mandates. Can this desalinization plant that comes online, is that water going to be used by the folks of San Diego, or can they sell it and actually use the proceeds in their own treasury?
It's going to make 50 million gallons of water a day, and that sounds like a huge amount. But when you're talking about a metropolitan area of 3 million people, it's not that much. It's about 7 to 10% of what the demand for water is in a typical year. So that water, it's not extra water that they can sell, turn around and sell to another entity. They're going to use it locally. And it should also be noted that that's very expensive water. It's close to, right now, twice the cost of the water that we bring from other regions, the water that we import. And that's because it requires a lot of energy to filter out the salt, and it requires energy to move that water. But the county is committed to developing that water source because of situations like this. When drought affects the other supply sources that the region has, this is a supply source that the officials see as a drought-proof supply source.
Well, certainly a good sense of having a plan B there in the San Diego community. Eric Anderson is a reporter for KPBS in San Diego. Eric, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.